I know writing a resume can seem daunting at first, but once you get started, especially with these tips in mind, it can be a whole lot easier. First, let's go over some of the do's. First of all, do make sure your name is in the biggest font of your whole resume. You want to make sure that interviewers flip through the pile of resumes, your name stands out. Also, do make sure your font is clear and easy to read. We suggest things like Times New Roman, Arial, and Calibri. Make sure to include your contact information. Make sure that it is professional and up-to-date. Remember to use descriptive and accurate section headings like education, internship, or customer service experience. Feel free to add in extra highlights like your computer and language skills, any related courses, and major academic projects. In addition, you can put your cumulative and major GPAs. Just make sure they're above a 3.0 and it's indicated that they're out of a 4.0 scale. Do you take the time to proofread? Make sure that you're using the correct verb tense. Double check that your font size, bullet points, and spacing are consistent all throughout. Remember, however you had your education information, that style must be used throughout. For example, if you bold Albright College and italicize your major, then you will also bold your place of internship or employment and italicize your title. Finally, do you take the time to find out the appropriate verbs to make your accomplishment statements stand out? Our resume guide has a whole page of verbs that will pinpoint exactly what you did. Use these to really emphasize the skills that you gained. Now let's talk about the don'ts of your resume. First of all, don't use any crazy fonts or colors. Remember Elle from Legally Blonde? Stay away from the comics fans and use a black type color. Don't make your font size really big either. Although your name should be bigger than everything else, even that doesn't need to be a 26-point size. Also, don't double space everything. Space between sections is good, but not between every single line. Don't include the line, references available upon request. Anymore, it's assumed that you have people who are willing to vouch for you. Don't start your accomplishment statements with assist or helped. They are too vague and anyone can do those things anywhere. So what specifically did you do? You can use our resume guide if you need some suggestions. Along with that, don't make your accomplishment statements into accomplishment paragraphs. Remember, employers will only spend 10 to 30 seconds looking over your resume. Use short, succinct phrases to hold their attention and still provide strong explanations of your experiences. On the other hand, don't just list the places you've worked with. Remember to add in some details too. Finally, this should go without saying, but do not make things up. Be honest about yourself and what you have done. Don't add skills that you don't feel truly comfortable using or put on classes you withdrew from. The last thing you want is to get hired and then not be able to prove you're as awesome as you look on paper. As always, we're here to help you if you need any help starting or reviewing your resume. Please let us know if you have any questions and feel free to utilize the samples on our Guides and Tip Sheets page.